Riggs and Alley, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Alley. Time for Hell to the Gnaw. You can always text to 71037, or you can call 799-1037. That's a 414 area code.
Oh my God, Riggs had a great day. I mean, I was in the hospital, but Riggs, what the hell happened with you? I'll get to mine next.
Oh, man.
I have so much trauma.
Wait, now you don't want to talk about it? What's going on?
Hold on.
Hold on. I got to collect myself real quick.
Okay, fine. I'll go.
Riggs' group texted us and said, 7:45, give me Hell to the Gnaw tomorrow.
And I want it up. Yesterday, I don't know what to say.
So my cell phone stopped working. It just wouldn't turn on. Starting at like 5:30 yesterday morning.
Awful.
All day long.
No cell phone. It was charged.
No cell phone.
Wouldn't turn on.
Charge wouldn't turn on. So I make the quickest appointment I can find is at 11:20 after I get off the air at a Best Buy in Racine.
I wouldn't even have signed up for that.
Already a hell no.
I would have just waited until the one at Mayfair or Bayshore or wherever opened up. Like,
so
honest to God.
I make the appointment just in case, and I drive over to my cell phone store to see if they can fix it. They say, no, you got to go to the Apple store. Hell to the no.
Come on, man.
So I drive my ass up to the Apple store, Mayfair, and I realize that it's going to be a 2.5 hour wait at the Apple Store in Mayfair. But they say, if you go to the Apple Store at Bayshore, it's only a 40-minute wait.
Okay.
All right, cool. I'll just drive over there and hop on the interstate.
Wait, you were at Mayfair.
I was at Mayfair. I had to go to Bayshore.
You didn't say that. You just said I was at Mayfair. They said there's a 40-minute wait at Mayfair, so I drove over there.
I meant there's a 40-minute wait at Bayshore.
So you drive to Bayshore.
Uh-huh. Yep,
which could take 40 minutes technically from Mayfair to Bayshore.
And to get to Bayshore from Mayfair, Fair 94 was closed at this moment because there was an accident, so I had to take Capital all the way over to Bayshore. I get to the Apple Store at Bayshore. Yeah. They say, well, your phone is completely jacked. They tried to restore it on 3 different computers with 3 different cords, and they said, if you have insurance, you can go to your cell phone store.
Don't you have the newest iPhone, too?
It's an iPhone 10. It's like 2 generations old.
Oh, God.
Right?
I'm sorry, my 7 must be an ancient dinosaur.
Right?
Look at that brick. Good God.
I
bought this phone less than 2 years ago, and it's already fried, and they said, yeah. So you can buy a new one. We'll replace it for $500.
What the hell?
He didn't pledge Gibbons. Come on.
That's true, but I would have passed out for Christmas sakes.
Or you can go to your cell phone store and use your insurance. And I was like, oh, I'll use my insurance. So I go to my cell phone store. I'd like to use my insurance to get a new phone. Oh, you don't have insurance anymore. That went away when you paid off your phone.
Dude.
So you can pay $700 for a new phone here. $700.
As opposed to $500 at the...
So I went back to the Apple Store again.
Oh, hell no.
And I go, can you just help me fix this problem? I go, there's no way you can fix this. It's completely dead. So there's nothing. I am screwed. And they said, pretty much. You don't have Apple Care or anything.
So get a new phone or nothing.
I had to get a new phone through this iPhone Forever thing.
He always has to get a new phone, though.
But this was,
what would you have done, though?
I would have gotten a new phone.
I'm going to use air quotes when you've had to. Every time a new phone has come out and a week later, you have to get a new one. Mm-hmm. But this was special. This was a special occasion. You just paid the phone off.
Yes.
The damn thing dies.
Yes.
You actually did need the new phone.
But I told you my theory was that they know that you're going to buy the new one because you're that guy. They're like, oh, this guy buys them every time they come out every 2 years. Psh.
Yep.
Kill this guy's phone. There's somebody in Spaceland at Apple's
No doubt.
I said that to the Apple genius.
Kill that guy's phone.
Uh-huh. I go, you know, I just paid this phone off 6 months ago. I'm convinced that you want me to upgrade, so I have to pay you more money.
Yep.
What did he say?
He goes, well, what happened? People say that all the time. Listen here, you snooty genius.
I know, right?
You snooty genius. You snooty genius.
Oh, my God.
With your Apple logo shirt and your laminates around your neck.
Yeah.
And your swift moves on my computer's hands.
I was in the hospital yesterday because Hudson broke his arm over the weekend.
That's
your first Hell to the Gnaw.
Good Lord.
And I had no information because I had not been there when all this happened. So I got my first chance to talk to the orthopedic surgeon, the doctor, all these people, the nurses yesterday. So we're at Children's Hospital. Thank God we got him moved over there they had to readjust his arm.
And
when a bone is not in the right place because the dummies at the other hospital didn't. And I'm not even going to name the other hospital. I know it happens, but now I'm on a rampage. Hell to the Gnaw.
Oh, Jesus.
So we get him to Children's. I'm like, someone, God, please know what they're doing here. Someone. Anyone?
Oh, someone please.
Help.
I've never broken a bone. I don't know what that feels like. I can only imagine.
Well, you go into shock, first of all.
Yeah.
So Hudson was in shock, but he broke it falling off the monkey bars, and both bones in his wrist are broken. So when you sit there, look down at your hand. Mm-hmm. And you see the two bones on your wrist, one sticking out more than the other. He broke both of those, so he's got a big blue cast now. It's back in place, hopefully, knock on wood. And you know that they screwed the kid up when he got a day and a half's dose of OxyContin.
Oh my God.
You know that kid got screwed up. They go, we really had to move that bone around. I'm like, ah!
Poor kid.
They knocked him out, and he was screaming, screaming in the ER.
I can only imagine.
Let me
Okay, you don't have to recreate it. Jesus. Oh, my God.
It was so bad. And all the moms know what I was doing, where I was like holding his face, trying not to cry while he's crying and kicking everyone. I'm like,
did you know your kid is in so much pain?
Look, and he's trying to look at the IV they're trying to put in.
Breathe.
I was like, breathe, it won't, because if you breathe, it doesn't hurt as bad with anything. Just remember that in life. If you're in pain, breathe.
Yes.
Breathing helps.
Breathing helps and screaming helps too at the end.
100%.
But screaming, bad words.
Yes.
If you're a grown up.
Thanks for your calls. We'll read your text too, if we get them to 71037. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.